about and talks about. So we've done games, we've done presentations, but we want you to hear a little bit about what God says in His Word about the role of a mother. We will be brief. We want you guys to get out and be able to take your mothers to expensive lunch today. We sure want you to come back. One other thing I did want to mention, on June the 9th, we are having our All Nations Pentecost Sunday, and we'd love to have every one of you come back and celebrate that with us. We're celebrating Mothers today. On that day, we'll be celebrating the day of Pentecost and the stamp of cultural diversity that God placed on His church, talking about how it's His goal that we become a church for every nation under heaven. Not just one, not two, not just a few, but God wants every kindred and tongue represented in His church. And I see a lot of that here today, so if we could get this exact crowd back here on June the 9th, that'd be wonderful and great with us. So thank you, and we do have Brother Josh Pound is going to speak to us today. He's been studying and praying and preparing, and the Lord's laid something on his heart. So would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise?
Stops. The fact is, the work just doubled. And if you think being a mom is an easy thing. It's not. I'm thankful I'm a dad. I have a mom deal, but I'm thankful I'm a dad today. The work of a mother never stops. Is it just seems like it grows and grows as the babies get older. Now they're involved in stuff. You have to bring them places to get them involved. They have friends and whatnot. So the role of the mother is just growing and growing, and you can see it. Any good mother, you can really see that they're so selfless. They really are. You see them, and I laugh because, you know, she gets the girls ready, and then she gets to get ready in about five minutes. And she, it doesn't match. Anyways, and I'm rushing around the door to give the baby. But the scripture today, I read this. And I started thinking about all the ladies in the Bible. I thought about Jochebed, Moses' mother. I thought about Hannah. And I started thinking, started really contemplating, and God impressed this on my heart. I can't imagine what Jochebed went through. And she made a little ark of reeds and bushes, and she dumped it with pitch, and she made it watertight, and she laid a little baby in that ark. And then she put that ark in the reeds, the edge of a river. It's like putting our baby in a river, in a little boat. I can't imagine that. You know why she did that? Because there was a king that had put out a decree to throw all the baby boys that were born into the river. And she didn't want to do that. Her baby, she said it was a goodly boy. It was a goodly boy. So she prayed, and she thought about it, and she made this little ark, and she put it into the river. Now you gotta think, this is the baby she birthed. This is the baby she's nursing. This is the baby that so much pain and life has gone into. And her whole mindset is on this baby, and now she has to put it into the river. It's almost a scary thing. Really, on this side, it's not so much for us because we know the end result. But for her, she was scared to death. She was scared to death. By good sightseeing, I guess you could say, by Moses' sister, she was watching that baby. And you know the story. That baby, Moses, ends up in the hands of a princess. And by God's grace, that princess needs nurse baby. She needs a housewife. She needs somebody to nurse that baby back. It's an amazing thing. And God's unction, good, quick thinking, Moses' sister, she runs down there and she says, hey, real quick, if you need somebody to nurse the baby, I know somebody. And quick response, the princess says, yes, we'll need this. Go get her and we'll work this out. And she ends up paying her to watch and to nurse her own baby. Now that's an amazing thing. God was involved there. But can't you imagine the joy that she felt to nurse that baby, her own baby? Even though she had limited time, at max, she had at least, max, I should say, 8 years, but most likely it was 5 to 6 years. Nurse baby Moses. So she had limited time to nurse this baby. Limited time. At first it probably didn't weigh on her, but as time got closer and closer to her weaning that baby off and giving her back to the princess, I could only imagine the anxiety she started to feel. And finally that last year comes, and now she has 365 days to nurse and to love and to pour her time and her emotion and her everything into this baby, her son. The one that she thought was lost. Her son. Now she's going to have to give it back to this princess. And the day comes, she gives the baby back. Now she has to trust in God. And trust that she dotted every I and crossed every T while she was raising that baby. While she was raising Moses. And maybe through life she started hearing some things after Moses had gone. And Moses maybe was running around with the wrong crowd because of the situation he was in. He was a prince. He had it all. He had everything he wanted to have. He had anything he wanted to have. And maybe one day Moses' sister came home and she said, "Mama, Mom, I heard some news today, and it's hurt Mama. I don't know if I should leave this or not." Jacob said, "Well, what is it? What is it?" "I heard Moses killed a man today. I can only imagine the knife that must have went into the soul of Jacob. Should he kill somebody? Try to hide that? Raise that boy a little bit better than that." I can only imagine the wheels start clicking in her mind as she starts to think, "Where did I go wrong? What could I have said maybe would have helped him over that? I only had limited time with this baby. I thought I put my all into the baby. I thought I put everything into his life that he needed." Know the story. And she probably heard that Moses ran off to save himself. But I want you to think of her heart today and her emotion, because moms are so emotionally wrapped up with these babies. It's an amazing, amazing thing to me. Just think about it. Her baby. Put everything into that baby that she could have. Everything. But she had limited time. I can only imagine the guilt that might have come over her. Maybe the sorrow that came over her. The sadness that came over her. Must have hurt. But later on, we know that Moses came with Aaron and liberated Egypt. But I can only imagine how Jochebed must have felt. I can only imagine. "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit." A lot of times moms bring their kids to church and they bring their kids here and they bring their kids there. And they're nonstop. And all of a sudden, maybe their baby is not acting the way it should act. And it hurts the hearts of moms. And it hurts the hearts. And it tears their soul up. And it hurts them. And maybe they're still bringing their kids places, but maybe it's not the same as it used to be in their heart. They're pushing. They're still trying to put a smile on things. They really are. I'm going to read one more story. And then be finished here. John chapter number 19. "But restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Restore unto me. A lot of times when you're in a rush and you're going from place to place with your kids, all of a sudden, maybe at church somebody does something to you and it hurts your heart. They say something about your baby and it hurts your heart. Maybe you don't backslide and you don't go out to the world, but something withdraws into you. And you're coming to church and you know you're saved and you love God, but it's not what it used to be. I'm going to read one more thing to you. And this story is touching and moving. And I'm almost done. When Jesus therefore saw that his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his home. Even Jesus on the cross recognized the heart of his mother and how it must have been rent apart as she was there watching her son hang on a tree and die. Even though she had insight, I believe, on who he was and everything, it was still her son. She still birthed that baby. She still put everything into that baby that she had. And now she gets to sit here and watch him die on a tree. Watch him die on a tree. And Jesus, believe this with the human side of Jesus, looked down and he's seen his mama. And he said, Hey, take care of my mama. Take care of my mama. The one that put so much into me, into this flesh, and tried to nurture me the best she could. Mamas are limited in a lot of ways. They really are. But man, they do a good job of what they got. They really do. And he recognized what was going on. And he said, Hey, take her. She doesn't need to see this. As they were going away, I can only imagine if she was walking away, she might have heard, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani. And her heart just ripped from her soul because he said, My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Lord, that was my boy. I remember the promise the angel gave to me. I remember that night. And all the shame I went through, I remember then. And I pushed, I believed. And now he's hanging on a tree, dying. My boy. Even though you know it was God manifest in the flesh, her heart, her soul was on that boy that she birthed, that she held, she nursed. And I don't know about you, but I can only imagine after that the joy of what she felt before the crucifixion was gone. Never lost a child, thank God, and I hope it never happens. I can only imagine. Stand, please. I can only imagine the pain she felt. The pain she must have felt. And I can also only imagine when she was standing there and she heard that Jesus was alive. After he raised from the dead her baby. But she knew at that point that her baby was so much more than just her baby. She started realizing and started understanding some things, and maybe the joy of her salvation started coming back to her. I don't know if this is for every mom. I commend you mothers. It's not an easy job to be a mother when the world is against you and against your children and against the family in general. I can only imagine. But Psalm chapter number 36 says, David speaking, I'm going to start in verse number 5. If you struggle with joy of your salvation, life's been busy, and you're just going, and you're just going, and you're just going, and it seems like sometimes you just struggle with things. Psalm chapter number 36, starting in verse 5. This is why we serve God. This is the benefits of serving God. And I know we serve God because we love him and everything, but there's benefits to serving God. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. God is not ignorant in his judgments. He is a righteous God. Your babies are acting kind of out of hand. He's a righteous God. He understands some things. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures, of God's pleasures. The drink of God's pleasures, not the pleasures of this world. But when you pray, you start receiving the joy again of your salvation. You start drinking of God's pleasures, and you understand his judgments are not an error. He understands things. He sees your heart. He wants to give you strength. For with thee is the fountain of life. Mama, if you need energy, it's in Jesus. In thy light shall we see light. It's only when you get a hold of God, you get a hold of his message, and you get it down in your heart, and he breaks free the bondage of sin, and all of a sudden light sees light. It just leads to more light. You get revelation after revelation, and you see that God's in control of this thing. Let not the foot of the proud come against thee. Let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and should not be able to rise. Only in God will you be able to rise from a slump. Mama, if you have, especially new moms and older moms, whatever, in between, it doesn't matter. Life's crazy. Life's crazy. And sometimes it just feels like all you're doing is running around with kids. Are these kids listening? Are they getting a hold of this thing? You know, I quoted to my daughter growing up, as she grew up. I quoted Deuteronomy 6:4, Ephesians 4:5, Acts 2:38 and 2:39. I quoted to her every day. I didn't make her memorize this, but just me quoting to her. Just me quoting to her. One day I started doing it, and then she just took off with it. And I sat there, and my heart was overwhelmed with joy. All the sweetness my kids have comes from their mother. If you struggle with joy today, God's here. God's here for you. Not only that, he has a river of good pleasure. And he wants to give you strength and give you mercy and grace and energy to raise a family. These altars are open to you. If you want to pray, just ask God to help you.
Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand all over this building? Find the place to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for tremendous Holy Ghost mothers. Hallelujah. I told it in our prayer service before church started. My mother, that's 93 years old. 93 years old. We caught pictures of her with her hands up. She was laying in the bed, worshiping her God and praying for her children. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for these mothers. We thank you for the children that have been brought into this world, God. The careful hands of a mother filled with love and passion. take care of them. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church that becomes the mother of us all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's people here that don't have a mama, don't have a daddy at this time in life. But you've got a church that loves you, cares for you, and is concerned about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Embrace somebody like some of these are. You're trying to pour out something from yourself to them to strengthen them and encourage them. Hallelujah, hallelujah.